Hi, this is Tori. Thank you for joining me on the Shatter Silence podcast, a production of HeardBelievedLove.com. I think one of the most difficult parts of going on my recovery journey, besides experiencing the trauma itself, is the mind games that my own brain has put me through. Doubting that I ever experienced what I did or to the degree that I experienced, those fears and questions have haunted me nearly daily for over 5 years. Thoughts like, did that even really happen? Did you just make that up? Are you exaggerating for attention? Maybe it was just a dream. I will tell you, I have fought these lies so many times, because in the quiet of your own mind, they can be really loud. And when you've experienced trauma, the one thing you wish was true was that it had never happened. But never, in my experience with counselors, therapists, and hospitals, have those lies been given credence. I believe that no one in their right mind would ever make up physical, sexual, emotional, or verbal abuse. I know that some people have, and I hate that anyone would ever do that for the sheer fact that anyone who has experienced real abuse would never, ever want that to happen to themselves. Seriously, no one wants to go through trauma. I wish the abuse had not happened. I have spent more nights than I can count crying out to God, praying for those memories to not be true, for it to all be a horrible dream. But the fact of the matter remains, it did happen. I accept it as true because it has completely altered my mind. In fact, there are scientific studies of trauma survivors and those with PTSD that show altered brain scans. It literally rewires the physical structures of your brain. And because my physical mind has been altered by trauma, I respond to stimuli differently. I can be triggered by physical touch not meant to harm me. I sometimes startle easily and jump when there is a loud noise or when I hear angry yelling. I've even burst into tears when something on television reminds me of an abuse memory. That, friends, is post-traumatic stress disorder, the same mental illness that some soldiers who have faced combat develop. It's taken a lot to find my new normal, to learn how to cope with my triggers, to fight the lies that can crowd my head. My most important weapons to fight these battles are the truth of my experience and my identity as a Christ follower. I have made a promise to listen to my inner child. If she tells me that she was hurt by a bad man, I believe her. I don't have to understand or make sense of everything, but I will not doubt her. I have also promised that I won't deny the truth of Scripture. If Christ calls me a new creation, then I am. If he says that he will carry me all of my days, then I will trust him. If he promises joy in the morning, I will take him at his word. You can believe your inner child too, my friend. You can listen to the Lord and what his word says about you as well. Don't give in to the doubt. If you are hurting and have experienced great pain, acknowledge your loss. Don't shove it down. It's exhausting carrying a burden that was never yours to bear. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you, 1 Peter 5:7 says. Dear friend, I am glad you're here. Let go of that burden and experience the freedom of release. You are heard, believed, and yes, you are very much loved. Thank you.